Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. McCoy moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brancato for the out. Two outs. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes scoops up the ball and tags QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0-for-2 in the game. QL bunts towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing second base. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires to first and picks off Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Silvestri pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Silvestri now catching. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-2 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Potter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.